You might be just back to our show since you've been off, you know, with the kids, and now kids are going back to school. You're back in the car, and we actually have not been doing Fiancé Friday for a long time. Emotionally, we weren't in a place to do it.
It doesn't feel right. It's like, oh, you have to quarantine? Well, now find a place to live, too.
We started 2 weeks ago, and let me tell you, maybe we should go back to not doing it because it has not been going well.
Oh, sir.
Monroe, what is Fiancé Friday?
All right, so you have your significant other, and you think they're up to something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe some lipstick on the collar. Maybe you are afraid that you're in a Gabby Barrett song.
Oh,
you're living
that
out.
I hope he cheats. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe
all right.
You're getting cheated on. Well, guess what? Hmm. We got a trap. Hello.
Jackson is our trap. So this is how it works. He'll actually call the person he thinks cheating on you. Mm-hmm. He'll offer a sensual couples massage.
Sure.
And we see exactly who this person wants to bring home or go to the massage with. Is it you or is it someone else? As we say good morning to Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us what's happening in your life.
Well, I'm pretty sure that my fiance Dylan is cheating on me.
Oh, wow. So you're right off the bat. You're okay. All right.
It's what I'm expecting. I mean, like, it won't be a shock to me, but I just really have to know for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, Dylan goes to work still, and I like work from home. Mm-hmm. In fact, I mean, I don't even leave the house a lot. But the other day I got into his car to go grocery shopping, and inside his car on the passenger side door, there's like this face mask. And it's not one of mine, and I know it's not his. And on the face mask, there's makeup on the inside.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's like this generation's like undies in the glove box. Oh. You know what I mean? It's a face mask.
By the way.
That's where
we're at.
Lame. I hate this dystopia.
What, Monroe?
How are people just leaving their underwear in a glove box all the time in the 80s? What are people doing?
I only knew that from the movies. All right,
okay.
So obviously you saw this, and it's stressing mm-hmm. you out.
Right. So I saw it, and I just decided to bring it inside the house because I wanted to know whose it was. And so I brought it, I put it on the counter, and his face just, like, said it all. I mean, he could barely spit out some fake story about how he had to, like, borrow a mask, which, I mean, first of all, it's disgusting if you have to borrow a mask.
Yeah.
It's a lie, and I just need Jackson to catch him.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, let's do it. I will say, though, is this an issue in your house? Because sometimes, like, I'll have to run out and get in the mail or something. And I'll just grab a mask off the side table. I don't know if it's mine or if it's my roommate's.
You can't use someone else's mask.
But we share dishes. We share everything.
You share underwear?
If her underwear fit me, it looks way comfier.
I keep a loner mask in my car. And let me tell you, more times than not, I've had to have someone grab my loner mask.
Yeah.
Because
what are you supposed
we've
to
gotten
do?
Someone, they're like, oh, I don't have a mask. And we got to go into a place. So yeah, I've had people, I have a loner mask in my car. Why are you looking at me like I'm disgusting?
You don't. That's defeating the purpose. You can't share masks.
But the thing, I'm sharing masks with people who are in my circle. If I'm going to catch their cooties, I'm going to catch their cooties regardless of whether or not I wear their mask.
Hey, Ashley, do you want us to try to catch your fiance Dylan there? You want us to have Jackson call up and offer that sensual couples massage and see if he's bringing you or bringing this mask wearer with him?
Yes, I would like to know. So if Jackson could give him a call and catch him.
The one thing that we've found that really has helped us kind of just make it really legit when we call the person is, do you have like a friend of Dylan's name that we can throw out there and use?
Nick.
You got that one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then we'll have Jackson call up Dylan next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your fiance Friday. This is where we're trying to help out Ashley today. So Ashley got into her car, and on the passenger side door, there was a face mask. Wasn't hers. Wasn't her fiance Dylan's. No, it was someone else's. And inside that mask was makeup. And Ashley's going, who is this? Mm-hmm. Who was in my car? I want answers. And when she even confronted Dylan, she says his face said it all. And now she's just looking for some confirmation on that. And that confirmation is Jackson trapping Dylan in a with our sensual couples massage as we do.
Saddle up, ladies and gents. This is going to be a good one.
Hey, Ashley, I just need from you permission to have Dylan on the radio. Is that okay?
Yes, you have my permission.
Okay. Jackson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dylan?
Yes, who's asking?
Hi, Dylan. This is Jackson, actually, calling from the JJM Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm good. I don't think I've ordered anything from you guys.
No, you actually haven't. That's actually kind of part of the problem. We're a newer massage parlor in town, and not a lot of people have even heard of us. Have you heard of us before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's what I'm running into. So to try to get people into our massage parlor, get our name out there, I'm just calling a couple random people. I can't do a whole lot of them, but I'm just calling a few people and offering free massages. Your buddy Nick actually is the one that gave me your email. I got his name from a business card, but he told me you might be interested in a free massage. Is that something I could maybe talk into?
Oh, and like, do I have to like give you my credit card? And like, do I need to give you any information up front?
No. I don't need a credit card, checking account. You won't need to bring any of that with you, even to the massage parlor. I just need your name basically to get the appointment booked.
Okay, and so I can use it for anybody. Like, does it have to be me, or can I like give it to someone else?
It's actually funny that you asked that, because the package I'm offering is actually our couples massage package. So you could bring a romantic partner along with you to the massage. Our couples massage package, you get a 60-minute massage. You lay side by side. We try to keep it a really romantic environment. So inside the massage room, you'll each have a massage therapist. We've got aromatherapy going. And then we move you over actually to our serenity room. Our serenity room is just a place where you and your partner can relax for an hour. You have the room to yourselves. Again, we try to keep it really romantic, so we have chocolate-covered strawberries in there. We've got music playing.
And this is all covered in this thing. It's not like this is all like, I get there and then the strawberries are like $50, or you know what I mean? Like, it's all covered?
No. The only thing I'm going to ask you is to go out and tell a couple of friends about it. I'm not even going to make you post anything. Okay. Like, obviously, you know, people are pretty protective of their social media. I'm not even going to ask you to do that. I'm just so confident that you're going to get in here and have a good time that you'll actually tell some friends about it.
Okay, yeah, no, okay, I'm down. If it's free, I'll sign up.
Cool, man. So let's get this booked then. You and your romantic partner will come on in. I just need, your name is Dylan, right? I got that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And what is the name of the romantic partner you would like to bring with you?
Ashley.
Hey, all right. Hi. Awesome. Woo. Hey, Dylan, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Dylan. My name is actually John. I've been here with Jackson the whole time, as has Monroe. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. In fact, it's not just the three of us. Your fiance Ashley was listening in as well. Ashley, you want to say hi?
Hi, Dylan.
So, is this like a massage giveaway with all of us?
You know what? No. In fact, we don't have a massage for you. But Ashley, why don't you just tell Dylan kind of why we were calling and what this whole thing's about?
Well, babe, I just remember the face mask. I thought I found the face mask and there was makeup on it.
Yes, the face mask.
I just thought you had a girl in your car.
We've had a fight about this. Why are you? What are you trying to talk? Do you want to talk about the face mask on a radio show?
Hey, Dylan, can I ask, like, because I think Ashley's really concerned that you're cheating. She found this face mask. Like, are you cheating?
No, and I told you that. Like, we've had this conversation. I said, okay, I went to work. I went out with a couple of friends for drinks. And, you know, I guess one of my coworkers left her mask. You know, I have female coworkers. I don't work in like an all male, like, I don't know, military school or something.
Dylan, so you're having secret lunches with female coworkers?
It's not a secret lunch. Why didn't you
tell me then? What's her name?
Exactly, because if I bring it up,
exactly,
then it becomes what's her name and who was she, and then you try to find her on Facebook.
Okay, why are you avoiding
the whole
question?
Thing, and then I can never, if I ever go to a Christmas party or if I ever go to a thing, is she? Like, you know, it's always this.
Dylan,
I'm just telling
Dylan,
you, I'm not.
What is her name? What is her name?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what her name is.
It does matter, Dylan. It does matter. Do I know her?
Wow.
I mean, you might have met her. I mean, I don't know. We hired some new people.
What is her name,
you know,
then? What is her name? How come you still can't answer what is her name?
It doesn't matter. I don't want to tell you her name because if I tell you her name, it's going to be a thing every time. It's Brands of theirs or whatever. That's not her
okay.
name.
Well, you're having lunch with a female coworker
and
not telling
me. Yeah, there's people there, too. There's There's, you met Mark. Mark was there, and
I love Mark. Mark's a great guy.
I know Mark really is.
Mark has been always such a fantastic
player. I wonder why he wouldn't tell her that he went to lunch with a woman. It's almost like she'd call a radio station and harass him about it.
This is what we need to do. I know we told Dylan we didn't have a massage. I feel like we need to find the cash.
We'll do it.
Let's get them a massage. Let's let them have some time together.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk about it.
At a reputable massage spa.
Not a parlor?
Not a parlor.
Yeah. And would you guys like that? Maybe you can talk so you're not on the radio and you can just kind of have a conversation together. It sounds like that would be healthy.
I mean, if it's free, I'll take it. But I just want to, if I accept this, me accepting this is me saying that this is the last time we're having this conversation.
Well, I mean, you still want to give me her name.
I don't want to have to. I don't want to wake up tomorrow and have someone call me offering me, I don't know, like a free, I don't know, car. Or, I mean, a car would be cool, but if you guys can get me a car, that'd be great. But I don't want people calling me and like, I have to like talk to fake people because you think I'm like cheating on me.